So we were in the middle of discussing this very core argument about our core discussion about Reish Lakish. So let's just go back to the Gemara just for a second, just to pick up where we were. Do we have a...
Yeah, it should be there.
They take it away all the time.
Oh, they took it away. I wasn't here.
That's it. So is there a Gemara there, back there? Okay. So either way, the Gemara seems to say that the Gemara is troubled why you can get away with a single aid or a single person who will declare b'fanei nechtam, and that will solve the problem of authenticating the get. After all, get affects marriage. Marriage is a davar shebe'erva. Ein davar shebe'erva pachas mishnayim. You should need two legitimate eidim. That's the Gemara's problem. So the Gemara says, well, in the end of the day, after going back and forth a little bit, maybe we'll discuss that next topic, but the Gemara says, in the end of the day, the requirement of authenticating a shtar is only a dindrabanan. Kiyum shtaros, says the Gemara, is only midrabanan. We have the Gemara here in the previous Marmakomo, so that's fine too. The Gemara says that, you know, Minat Torah, everybody can look it up. Minat Torah, basically, a shtar defends itself. That's the din of Reish Lakish. Eidim achatzumim al hashtar, nasa kemishe nechra yusam bebezdin. And therefore, according to biblical law, there's no problem here. So the whole thing is a chumra d'rabbanan. The chumra d'rabbanan would have been patterned after regular eidus, and therefore, it is a little bit of a chiddush, but the chiddush is all within the d'rabbanan. Mishum agunai kilu b'rabbanan, that you can get away with an eid echad. You don't need shnayim eidim. Okay, it's fine. We're good. But I appreciate the search. It's obvious the base medrash here that people are using the svarim so much that, you know, you can't even find a gittin anywhere. It's a good sign. Okay, so that's the shaka mitar of the Gemara. Then there's this raging debate, you know, in the Rishonim, and that is all attacks on the shtar. No, I'm good. We're good. All attacks on the shtar are only in the drabanan. Oh, thank you. It's like, you know, I feel, you know, protected now. I've got the Rambam. I used to rely on you for that, but you know, that was like, you know, pre-COVID. Yeah. So thank you. Anyway, so that's the Gemara. So then the question is there any situation in which the requirement to defend the shtar would be minat Torah, meaning, you know, so it's not just like a curious, you know, question, you know, like a speculation. This is like a very core question. I mean, there's no way to minat Torah. You have this scribble on a piece of paper, and there's no way to to attack it, unless, you know, you had two actual other eidim, you know, who would have come to court and say that this is a forgery. Anything short of that, any complaint, challenge, Minat Torah is just, you know, completely ignored. That's the question. So it emerges, so we discuss the Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Hichlos Gerushin, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. I repeated it again in the new Bar Mekomos, but basically, the Rambam says that, no, if a Baal is Ma'arer, he comes to court and he says, you know, I heard that, you know, my wife was here, you know, waving this get around and saying that she was divorced and that she can remarry, but it isn't true. I never divorced her. What about the shtar? It's a forgery. That's the Rambam in Perek Zayin, Hilchos Gerushin, Halacha Beis. You can see it, you know, each one of the Marmakomos has it. So if that happens, says the Rambam, then the woman is obligated to bring evidence that the get is authentic. And if she can't, then she cannot remarry. And if she goes ahead and she does remarry, and the Baal is Ma'arer, and no reputation of his iror takes place, then the Vlad will be a mamzer. So that's another way of saying that this is a Daraisa problem. So you see, according to the Rambam, that there's a case of Kim Shtaros Daraisa, mainly when the Baal is Ma'arer. The only thing we were discussing is whether or not that's a special din in Gerushin. Is that a special din in Gerushin? Or is that a din in all shtaros? Anytime you have a shtar and the Baal HaShtar is ma'arer, that would undermine it. But either way, the Rambam Shita is very important. Then we saw that Rabbi Avigdor Cohen, last week we read these two long tshuvas, in the Gos Mordechai of Kiddushin, he agrees with the Rambam, doesn't mention the Rambam independently, but this crazy case, which we're not going to go into again, but it was a crazy case, as everybody remembers. These two people, they were, feuding, and one of them was trying to set the other one up and take revenge on him by destroying his daughter's life. Crazy things. Anyways, so this pretty apparently fraudulent shtar, Kiddushin, surfaced, and the question is, does she need a get misafek? So Rabbi Avigdor Cohen said, absolutely not, because even though the Gemara does say in Gittin, our Gemara is the main Gemara, that a shtar protects itself, min haTorah, nonetheless, that's only if the Baal is not ma'arer. But if the Baal is ma'arer, or if the Edim themselves come to court and they say, it says our names, but we did not sign this. So if they say it's a sort of forgery, or the Baal says it's a forgery, then you need kiyum shtaros daraisa. All the Gemara meant was that proactively, meaning if you go to court, midrabanan, and you have a piece, you have a shtar, you always have to authenticate it. That's the chiyuv drabanan. And min haTorah, you don't. Because if you don't hear any, or until we hear any kind of challenge, midaraisa, the shtar protects itself. Even that's pretty far reaching. But the idea that the shtar would protect itself even when there is a legitimate or seemingly a legitimate refutation or attack on it, then that is not true, says Rabbi Avigdor. Either the Edim themselves or the Baal can undermine. And then the Or Zeruah wrote there were two exchanges. Rabbi Avigdor asked the Or Zeruah to weigh in on this question. And in two different tshuvas, most of them are the same. With a lot of pleasantries, and poetry attached, but also some very sharp exchanges. The Or Zeruah said, I think you're totally wrong. I think that Reish Lakish's view is that the shtar defends itself min haTorah always, even if the Baal is ma'arer, even if the Edom are ma'arer, even if the Baal and the Edom are ma'arer, and even though, again, the way the case is portrayed, even in the Or Zeruah, it seems very clear that, this was a hoax. But nonetheless, he insisted that there be a get, because on the books, this is still a proper shtar, unless you have Edom or otherwise, proving that it's fake, and they didn't have that there. And that's the argument. So that's where we were. So there are two things we wanted to discuss. Number one, how that, shakes out in Shulchan Aruch. I didn't have it last time, so now I want to show you inside. That's one issue I want to discuss. The second question is that this the Shach is the first one. The Or Zeruah already asks the question against Rabbi Avigdor, but he doesn't ask it as pointedly as the Shach does. We'll see in a minute that the Shach asks against the Rambam, but it's the same question against Rabbi Avigdor from the Gemara and the Bavli base, right, that you mentioned, that was mentioned last time, right? Or two times ago. Namely, the Gemara says on Bavli base that even though you don't need the Fanei Nechtam, in certain conditions, let's say a get written in Eretz Yisrael, but if you have it, it will defend the integrity of the shtar, and the Gemara says even against the attack of the Baal. So Pashtus, what's the attack of the Baal? The simple pshat, the attack of the Baal is the Baal will say Mezuyah. So we see from there that the Eid Echad, who's saying b'fanei nechtam, neutralizes Ira Baal. The question is, why should that be, according to the Rambam, and according to Rabbi Avigdor, who say that in that situation, kim shtaros is daraisa. If kim shtaros is daraisa, then an Eid Echad should not be sufficient. This is the question that the Or Zeruah hints at, and that the Shach, as we'll see in a moment, articulates. So I just want to go through the Shach quickly, just to see that, and then I want to discuss answers to that question, and then I want to talk about an expansion of this din, because so far we're talking about the taina of mezuyah. What about other tainas that are made that would undermine the effectiveness of a shtar, even if they're not tainas that the shtar is a forgery? For example, let's say the Baal or the Edim or whatever it is come to court and they say, listen, it's not a forgery, you know, but it's also not a kosher shtar or an effective shtar. For example, you know, ketanim by you, when we signed or when they signed, they were ketanim, they were anusim, they were psulin, right? That's not the same as forgery, but the effect seems to be the same. Or let's say it goes even a step beyond that. Let's say they said, you know, shtar amanahu, meaning we created this shtar and it's signed to Yadim and everything, you know, but it's not supposed to go into effect until or unless we decide, you know, that there'll be another loan. Or what about a moda'ah, for example? A moda'ah or a t'nai, let's say a moda'ah is a shtar, you know, that, or is a, you know, is a legal maneuver, you know, to undermine, you know, the das and the shtar. It's like, hilni, I you know, present this moda'ah, you know, to make it clear, you know, that I don't really agree to the terms, you know, again, people can be under pressure or whatever, or let's say it's t'nai, you know, that's a separate document. In other words, this din of Reish Lakish, that Eidim Achsim al-Shtar Nasikim Shnekrei, this is Medezin, that the shtar protects itself, what is the scope of that? How far does that go? The classic case is Tainus Mezuyah, but I'm going to try to show is, both logically and in terms of some Makoros, that Mezuyah might be better and might be worse than other cases. So just to examine, like, how far and what, you know, what is the range of this din of Reish Lakish? Those are the things I want to do today. So let's start first with just shtar amanah. What is a shtar amanah? A shtar amanah is like I write out a shtar, etc., to the contingency that I'll lend you money. So the shtar is a good shtar, but it's not a shtar on a real loan yet. But it's like you have it in hand, you know, ready to go, etc. Okay. Okay, so first let me just look, I just wanted to go through the Shulchan Aruch just to show you how this, you know, caused celeb, you know, with Rav Avigdor and the Orzarua, as I previously indicated, you know, how it just played out, you know, in this very remarkable way. So let us start with the Shulchan Aruch, that's on page, let's just go through this some of it very quickly, I'll tell you what to jump to. Okay, so it's really on starting from page 3. Yeah, so on page 3, one second. Okay, let me just make sure I'm on the right pages. Fine. Okay, so on page 3, this is the Shulchan Aruch on this issue. It's such an important issue, it's good to look at it. So the Shulchan Aruch actually doesn't weigh in on this issue directly. It weighs in on the conditions for kiyum shtaros, for authenticating a contract, and from the dinim of the Shulchan Aruch are a reflection of the fact that kiyum shtaros is drabanan, and therefore we have different stamps. So we say ein mekayim shtaros ela b'shlosha, right? Kiyum shtaros requires three judges mipnei shehudim. Lefikach, therefore, ein mekayim shtaros balayla, since it's considered to be din, even though it's kind of, you know, it isn't, it's authenticating the document, which in turn, you know, is going to have impact. So that's why it's important to tell you that it's din, it shouldn't be done balayla, right? Hagav and Rama, v'im kima v'shayim, law v'kiyum, v'di'evet even, do we apply the principle of Yachid Mumcha? Sometimes the Yachid Mumcha in Dine Mominus, you know, is able to operate alone. So what we're being told here is that some Yesha Kasvu, that this could be the case for kiyum shtaros as well. Minak kazeh mevatal halacha. That comes from the Tshuvas Hanashen. V'chein ha-minak pashut b'medina seila, that they used to be mekayim shtaros with a single mumcha. Then he says, v'nir liatam, the spirulon is the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says, it seems to me that the reason is because they hold that kiyum shtaros is drabanan. Right, the yachid mumcha dino kigimel hadyotos a mikri bezdin. Commotion is bar la'el simin gimel. For the truth is that for certain dinim, we say that a yachid mumcha is the equivalent of a bezdin of gimel. For certain dinim, not. But the Rama is saying we should be makel here simply because kim shtaros is only drabana. The alpha gav zain yachid mumcha v'zman hazeh. And even though typically we don't consider, you know, there to be the category of yachid mumcha b'zman hazeh. So now we're going even further. Mikom makom le'inin kiyum shtaros d'rabanan yesh lismoch alav kein nirli tama minag. So is this minag to rely on a single, you know, dayan? That runs into trouble for two reasons. Number one, you know, not everything. Usually when you require din, like a hora, you know, then you apply this din of yachid mumcha. When you need a bezdin, which is probably what you'd think you would need in kiyum shtaros, you wouldn't apply the din that yachid mumcha is kigemel. That's, you know, I'm not going to get into that right now, but that's kula number one, because kiyum shtaros is drabanan. And then kula number two is, by the way, we don't have a yachid mumcha bizmaneinu. You know, legabe kiyum shtaros drabanan, we're mekum. Fine. So on this, you know, double kula based on kiyum shtaros drabanan, the sma, is line 9, says leinu kiyum shtaros drabanan ubagos Mordechai de kiddushin kasav dima edim omrim lo chasam nushtar zeh, right? Oh, she'eno edim kayamim, right? Ubal davar omer pasalhu tzoruch kiyum af midoraisa. So that's a very succinct, if you know, we read not all of it. We read like a third of the Agos Mordechai, and maybe like, you know, a fifth of the Ozerua. These are very, very long exchanges. But the Sma got the whole thing in two lines, right? Without any of the flavor, of course. Without the case, without some of the other things. But he basically said, what is the upshot of Rabbi Avigdor in the Agos Mordechai? That if either the Edim or the Baldavar attack the authenticity of the shtar, then kiyum shtaros turns into doraisa. So it sounds like the Sma is endorsing that. By implication, this is what the Shach points out, by the Sma saying all this here, it sounds like he's also saying that if there really was an attack by the Baal or the Edim, we wouldn't allow Yachid Mumcha, you know, to operate, because we wouldn't be applying the Kula of kiyum shtaros drabanan. The Shach is going to make the Ha'ara, not just about these things in the Shulchan Aruch, but the things in the Gemara. Like we already saw, for example, our Gemara, of course, that, you know, it seems like kiyum shtaros drabanan is the reason you can get away with a single aid, right? But also the Gemara in Ksuvas on Daf Chav Ches. Ksuvas Chav Ches, if you recall, is the Mishnah Elu, you know, these are the things, Shera'a v'kotnan, you know, that he can be made the godlan. You know, like I experienced something when I was a child. You know, can I, now that I'm of age, can I testify about what I saw then? So the Gemara says that kiyum shtaros, since it's drabanan, so a katan, you know, if he experienced this, you know, signature when he was a katan, he can be made about it when he's a gadol. But, you know, if you hold kiyum shtaros to be daraisa, then that wouldn't be true. And numerous other dinim as well. So dayan, certain dinim, etc. So the Shach was very clued into all this. The Shach is very long, so I'm going to skip to different lines. We'll try to figure out the lines together. He starts off by quoting the Sma. This is a classic Shach, if you want to, like, you know, there are many, many classic Shachs, don't get me wrong. They, as I say, the Shach, I've said it in the past, the Shach was a very decisive person. He had a massive library, but he was a decisive, you know, person. And once he came to a certain conclusion, he took no prisoners. And he also you know, projected his conclusions on everybody, because he figured it's true, so those smart people, anyways, but it's classic. But his control and his, you know, is always amazing. So he says, "Vagos Mordechai de Kiddushin, Kasav v'imu edim kayamim." Of course, he quotes the Sma. "Im lachasim v'sharzeu she'edim kayamim b'davar and pasul tarkiyum af midaraisa ad kam l'shon Sma siv cut and test." Says the MS Isa Shom Gamkein b'abgoris Mordechai shuvas a rabba for Vigdor Cohen zel l'shono. The Shach, you know, didn't think that summarizing Rabbi Avigdor, you know, in two sentences was doing it justice. Mainly, he wanted it to be clear what it was based on, because he thought, you know, that opens it up to, you know, to criticism. The Zela show, no, we don't need to read. You can skip to line number 25 for the moment. I'm going to try to do this because I marked up what I think. Line 25. Referring to Rabbi Avigdor, v'rayasa ein araya, right? The adaraba kiva de b'daraisa lo boy kiyum de lo chashinan sheziyef. Min haTorah, you don't need kiyum, because as Rashi says, we're not concerned. We don't believe that people forge contracts, documents. In came my time of gufa gam rabbanu lo chashul hachi sheichapa basachoso v'izay. Some of the cases, some of the examples of Rabbi Avigdor. The gamol dami lemach gozman shlicha de avdin hachi mashen kein hacha kamosh of Rashi reish per kama de gittin lo chatzif nizufei shtara. In the principle of Rashi, the shach embraces in an expansive way. Okay, so then go down to line 31 for a minute. The odes of Ashapir Sharab Rabba Vigdar. Everybody have that? 31? The Hach Duresh Parakama the Gittin, Argamara. Haini Mishim the Hash Duleka Kashab. Rabba Vigdar says, yeah, Kiyam Shtaros is only Drabanan when there's no appeal, there's no objection. Lo Nihira, the Isa Hasam Lahedja. This is where he asks against the Rambam and Rabbi Avigdor. The Gemara says explicitly, "Afilu asa baal umaarer." Not just that we're not worried that the baal will level a complaint if we have b'fanei nachtam b'fanei nachtam. Rather, even if the baal actually does come and attack the credibility of the shtar, lo mashkechinan be, we ignore him. After, meaning b'fanei nachtav of one aid neutralizes this claim. V'cheinu od b'shas of perek beis hegittin. This is the most important question against, this is your question against Shitas HaRabba. Umash and Rabba Avigdor. Umash mahasam afil l'chatchila tinasebo. That even though the baal has leveled the complaint, since there is b'fanei nachtav, she can get married even lechatchila v'lo mashbechina le'iru shabal. What do we see? That b'fanei nachtam, which only should work on the rabbanan, is working even b'makom iru, i.e. therefore, what's the conclusion? That kiyum shtaros, the rabbanan, is even b'makom iru abal. Chen kasav harashba, v'lo lezeh kivnu atosus, I'm going to skip a little bit, etc. And then he says, the gam dochek lefarish hadar minim b'shas perik beis teksuvas. This is line 38. This is where he's telling us, he's saying, is Rabbi Avigdor going to say that every time the Gemara says kiyum shtaros drabanan, it's always talking about a case when there's no error? He says, the gam dochek lefarish hadar minim b'shas perik beis teksuvas shema mina eid nas adayin b'kiyum shtaros drabanan. V'chein hadar minim b'sof pirka elu namanim l'hoid b'godlan Masharo b'chotnan, zek sav yad yado shel abba, kiva de kiyum shtaros drabanan, hemnu rabanan b'drabanan. That's the Gemara. So you're going to say every one of those Gemaras in Shas is talking about a case where there happens to be no appeal? Dainu dafka k'she'ein baldin, toin b'zuyif lefaneinu, im kein, habale lefrushe. The Gemara should have said, it depends on whether or not there is where there isn't a complaint. V'chein kosvu kol ha-poskin, matur v'amechaber, v'kama dukti tubi, v'stama kama kulos, just like here, about the Yachid Mumcha. He says the poskim are filled with kulas that are connected to the fact that Kim Shtaros is Drabanan. But according to the Rambam and according to Rabbi Vigdor, he says, zeroing on Rabbi Vigdor, that would all not be true whenever there's an appeal. It's not possible for there to be an appeal. Batur, Bamechaber, Bekama Duchti Stam. So this is the argument of the Shach. Let's move on. Just giving you the highlights. Then he starts quoting, you know, everybody agrees with him. Then he says, Shuv Matzasi B'tshuvas Marik. This is line 18. Shoresh Ayin Dalid. This is actually the, it appears in the Tshuvas of the Marik, but it is a quote without quoting the name of the Or Zarua. This is the Or Zarua's Tshuva, including the beginning, part of it. And later on, he mentions that without knowing the name. He says, Ubazeh, next paragraph, number 22, the Sphir Le La Raver, Bavigda Kohen, the only thing that the Shach is willing to concede, well, we'll see, he concedes something else later, is that he points out that there are two dinim in Rav Avigdor. One is if the Baal is Ma'arer, that he sides with the Or Zarua, Kiyum Shtaros is always Rabbanan. But if the Edim themselves come to court and they say this is a forgery of our signatures, we never signed it, that's already, you know, not just the Baal against the other Baal, Davar, that's, you know, the two Edim themselves. That, says the Shach, there isn't objective evidence in the Sugya. Most of the Sugyas are not presumably speaking about that rare case, right? It's far more common for the Baal to be Ma'arer than it is for the Eden to be Ma'arer, right? So, Yinir l'chorekin d'varav, ein mashmos b'shasu poskim d'lo kavasei, d'nei d'b'chol d'ichtam rinan stam kim shtoros d'rabanan, haynu mishum d'mistama mayri she'eno edem makhishim chasimasam l'paneinu. Meaning the idea that, you know, mistama, the Baal, is not being Ma'arer, is a problem. Because, of course, there'll be challenges. But the idea that, you know, Mistama, the challenge isn't coming, you know, from the Aden, that's reasonable. Ach, he points out, v'tshuva hisha v'marik sham, in the tshuva of the Or Zarua, cholek al harav Rav Avigdor gam bazeh. He says, even though I'm willing to compromise to accept Rav Avigdor's view of Kim Shaus Daraisa, when the Aden, you know, retract, when the Edim complain, you know, but not in the Baal, he said, you should know that the Rav Avigdor thought in both cases it's Kiyum Daraisa, and the Or Zarua, although he's not calling him by name, wherever that other guy was, he thought in both cases that, you know, Kiyum Shtaros remains Midrabana. Okay. And then he goes back and forth on that, and then if you look at towards the bottom of that paragraph, he says, he just comes back to in the end, Umikomakom is line 31, Tzarech Iyun Bazeh, Ledina, Ava Kashein Evin Lefanenu, Omrim Lo Chasamnu, Ve'abal Davar Toin Mezuyav, Nirli Iker De Midaraisa Lo Voikim, Ukamosha Kasafti, Udelo Kasma. Meaning he's certain about the Baal's Eir only being a Durabanan problem, and he's Mistapek L'halacha, about the Eror of the Eden. Ah. Ulefizeh, gam, divrei harav, be'eben o'ezer, simen men be'sif talit, tzarech iyun. That's where the Rama seems to make reference in Eben o'ezer to this crazy case, you know, that they actually fought about, namely where the shtar surfaced, the shtar kedushin, you know, that, you know, seemingly, you know, established that the daughter you know, was married, and the Edom say no, and the Baal says no, and then the, you know, the Edom, the Dayanim who were, that whole bit, that's where the Ramah, you know, speaks about that case. And in that case, he seems to, you know, be sympathetic, seems to be rejecting the need for a get. So the Shach says, I disagree with that Ramah, because I think that we don't paskin like Rav Avigdor, we paskin like the Or Zeruah. The Imkain, and then he says, you know, then he also quotes the Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel is the one who makes the comment in Eben Ezer, there in Sinan Beis. Beis Shmuel says, listen, Rav Avigdor's a Rishon, you know, and the Marik is an Achron, you know, and if he had seen, you know, the full Rav Avigdor, you know, and he had, you know, then, you know, then he probably would have agreed with it. So that's a comment of the Beis Shmuel. So the Shach says, quotes it. He says, "Im kein divrei marik dechuyim." Nach, this is line. I remember. I keep getting back to the lines. This is one second.
Line
one of the next page.
Yeah.
On page five. See how quickly we're going. Okay. Good. Yeah. Divrei marik dechuyim. Nach shelo ra'a divrei agos Mordechai. V'raj b'bazek. Kamo shemash masham b'divar shelo ra'a. This is the comment on Beis Shmuel. The Imra'an, right? Haya chozer bo. Ad kan l'sho. I'm sorry, this isn't the Darkei Moshe. Sorry, I'm a mistake. The lachain kasa b'haga, you know, kolzman shein l'shtar m'kuyim, klomar d'be m'kuyim, yesh l'achmir, kagos Mordechai, the lo karajba, meaning the Ramah, you know, was siding with Rav Avigdor, and making also the claim that, you know, if there had been, you know, awareness, you know, of the actual tshuva, which is much earlier, then everybody would have jumped on that bandwagon. Okay, good. So then if you look at the Shach, a couple of lines later, he says, this is completely wrong. This is line 5. V'zu svara v'du yami libo. Everybody have that? Line 5? Page 5, line 5. The Zu Svara Biduya Mi Libo. So this is just completely, you know, fabricated. Shelo Nimsa Vishum Posek. This the argument, I'm not going to do it. Tamua. The Garam of that. The Komokum Gam Divere Rab, the Divere Bidarke Moshe Tmun Beinai. Shal Rab Savir. The Hach the Chuvas Marik. Shorash Ain Dalin Mi Chuvas Mariki. So they're treating it as if, you know, this tshuva is, meaning there's Rav Avigdor in the whatever, medieval Rav Avigdor, and then there's this much later tshuva, the Marik. The Lachain Kosov Shadvar of Dechuyim, the Ilu Ra, Divrei Hagos Mordechai, Virajba, Hayachozerbo, that's the argument. Abu Be'emes, Avshehid Peset, the tshuvas Marik, Eina B'tshuvas Marik. So you have a little bit of everything in this chapter. The Lav Marik, Chasim Allah, Besof, Benir La'ayin, Lemisha Ma'ayin Sham B'Tshuva Hahi She'osa Tshuva Chibeir Z'Gadol Echad Shehaya Zman Rav Kodem Agos Mordechai U'Bagos Mordechai Right Hu Atak Tshuvas HaRav Rav Avigdor Kohen She'pasak Ein Choshon L'Shtar Kiddushin Kivim Chene Mekuyam Ayin Sham Tshuvas Rav Avigdor Berichus Oso Gadol B'Tshuvas Marik Shorosh Ayin Dalid Hey Shiv L'Rav Rav Avigdor Kohen Atzmo, right? The Sasar Dvarav Kol Masha Kosav. You know, Harav Avigdor B'Tshuvahi Shabagos Mordechai Sham Ukvar Chachti Gamani La'el Dilo Kaimelon Karav Rav Avigdor B'Hadisfir Leidu B'Daraisa B'Akiyam B'Shtar Kiddushin Im Kein Masha Chile Karav B'Hagos Bein B'Shtar Mekuyim Leinu Mekuyim Leisa. He's basically saying that in addition to everything else, the Ramah got it wrong that the that the Marik wrote that tshuva against Rav Avigdor, B, that it didn't see Rav Avigdor inside. And the Shach is saying it's a Rishon, it's an exchange of two people. We know now that it's the Or Zeruah. Daniel Afias Daiti Ladina, Afilu be'enu mekuyim mekudeshes midaraisa, yishum de'dvar Torah ein tzarkiyim. Ubazeh tzadku divrei osa gadol betshuvas maritsham, meaning yor zeruah. Ach, however, de'benidon shel harav ba'bigdor shama din emes mitama rajba. Kivcha kasu ashtar below rishus abal davar. So this is something I want to talk about for a couple of minutes. If you look actually at the whole exchange of Rabbi Vigdor doesn't just, you know, the first part of his discussion of Kiyum Shtaros. Then he starts quoting, you know, his Rebbe and his father-in-law, like it's a whole, you know, family affair. Anyways, one of the issues that comes up is also related to, you know, what we didn't go into so much depth about, but what, you know, an important issue that we touched as well. And that is the problem of Mipiyam Velo Mipiksava. What was the shtar that came, that surfaced in this case? The shtar, the claim is that the shtar was written by the Baal, or the claim is that there was a kiddushin, let's say the Keseth, you know, and you know, the Edim wrote up a shtar. Because if the Edim wrote up a shtar, then there's another good reason, you know, maybe, to throw the whole thing out of court. And that, of course, goes to the issue that we were discussing. What is the relationship between a shtar and the principle of Mipi and below Mipi, you know, Ksava? So Rabbein Tam does say that, unlike, we'll go backwards, Rashi says that in his Perush Al HaTorah, as we discussed, that you know, Ein Adal Ein Edim Kosvin Edusa Beksav B'Sholchim LeBezdin. That's Rashi in Parshas Shoftim, a rare Rashi that weighs in on a halacha lemaisa, you know, or a halachic controversy. Now, obviously, you could tell it was very much, you know, practical question and a controversial question. So Rashi says, you can't, you know, send a deposition by writing to Bezdin. That's not, you know, that's a violation of Al Pishnayin Edim, Mipiyam Velo Mipiksava. That's Rashi. And Rabbeinu Tam disagrees. Rabbeinu Tam says, you know, Mipiyam Velo Mipiksava is Lamait Elaim, somebody who doesn't have the ability to speak. But somebody who does have the ability can also write down their testimony and send it in. That was the psak of Rabbeinu Tam. So there are different versions of Rabbeinu Tam in a few different meanings. But if you look at Tosis in different places, Tosis in Ksuvas, Daf Kaf, Amud Aleph, which we have in the previous Mamre Kamos, and then above Basra, Daf Mem, in Yevamos, Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis. So there are different versions of Rabbeinu Tam in the sense that, is Rabbeinu Tam claiming that an igeres of Eidos that you send to Bezdin is a shtar? Or is he just saying that it works? Meaning, going back to the opposite view, you know, we pointed out that, you know, the Rambam in Perek Gimel, Hilchos Eidos, Halacha Dalid, right, seems to say that all shtaros are drabanan, because every single shtar is mipi ksavam, and therefore, Minat Torah shouldn't work. And the only reason that Shtaros works is Shalotin Odelas Bifnei Lavin, because they made a Takana Derabanan. He pointed out that the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs attacks the Rambam. Everybody pounces on that Rambam. And that there are all sorts of explanations. So, again, some people take the Rambam literally. And others, like the Nesibos and Reb Chaim, suggested that the Rambam is mechalik between Shtari Kinyan and Shtari Raya. It's very hard to say that a get is not a good edus that the woman is divorced. Once you establish that it's not a forgery, it's very difficult to argue that Minat Torah, she can't use that as edus to remarry. Right? So even according to the Rambam, you have to accommodate that probably somehow. There are different ways to suggest. And but in any case, the Rambam, the difficulty in the Rambam is like, well, you know, what's a shtar and what's Mipi Ksava? And basically Rabbeinu Tam is saying, Mipi Ksava works too, just not, you know, kol haroi levila ein bila makeves, kol shein roi levila bila ma'akeves, just not an ilay. Right? But otherwise, you could set a deposition through the courts. So, as we know, the most popular explanation of the difference between yipik sabam and ashtar is the Balamor and the Bali Tosas, who say that the difference is whether or not the shtar is produced by the Edim, or the shtar is a response to the das hamischayiv, the tzibu yabal. And we discuss this. That's how, you know, the Balamor has this pithy statement. It says mipiem velo mipik sabam, but it doesn't say mipiem velo mipik sabo, right? Meaning that if the Baal, right, is the one who tells the Edim, you know, to prepare this shar, so it's not the Edim biksav, it's the das hamischayiv of the Baal Davar, or the Baal Ashtar, which is being attested to by the Edim. Because the Edim aren't writing up their Edus, the Edim are really Edim on das hamischayiv to create the shtar and to accomplish the transaction. And that's all very important for the principle of Reish Lakish. So this debate became part of that debate as well, because it seems like in the Rav Avigdor case, we weren't talking about a kiddushin, you know, vishtar. And we weren't talking about a situation where the Baal necessarily, you know, came to the Tweedim and said, do me a favor, write up a shtaraya. Right? Rather, the argument was that the Edim were present at this wedding, and then, you know, they got together afterwards and they, you know, wrote a deposition, you know, and saying we were anu chasume, that's how it goes. If you look at we read it last time, anu chasume mata, we, the undersigned, you know, were present at the wedding of, you know, Blenda and, you know, Baruch, I think it was. I think we found their names last week. Right? And Blunda and Baruch, you know, they should alliterate together, you know, for many, many years, in good health, etc., etc. So what the Shach says now is, actually, if you want to throw that shtar out, that's what he says here, that Ach, the benidon shel harav, Rabba Vigdor, Shoma din emes mitam harajba. The truth is such as the Rajba, it's already... You know, I think Reb Chaim, the Rebbe, or Reb Simcha, I don't remember which one. They're both in there. One's the father-in-law, one's the Rebbe of Rabbi Avigdor, also makes this argument. And that is like, you don't have to worry about this shtar. It's not, it's me p'yam below me p'ksavam. It's not shtar d'oraisa. Kibin shekosku ashtar below rishus abal davar, ukemo shekasati la'el simin la'mites ayin sham. Meaning, that's the problem. Then he adds another caveat, also very important. The chain shtar kiddushin sematzu bashuk nami tzarech kiyum. Let's say you find a shtar, not just shtar kiddushin, any shtar. You find it in the floor, a lost shtar, meaning the shtar isn't, you know, in the hands of the tofes hashtar. Let's say the isha in a get or a kiddushin, the malva in a loan situation, the lokeach, right, in a mecher situation. You know, typically, those people come to court with a shtar, and they say, this is the contract that reflects the transaction between us. But what happens if either some third party, not representing the two, you know, or the shtar, the contract is found on the floor in the shuk, right, and some third person, party person picks it up. What's the din then? Do you just, like, you know, forward it to Beis Din? Again, it's signed. You know, let's assume it's not a mipik sava. Let's say it says, you know, anu chasum mata, are here to attest that the, you know, the Baal, you know, is mitzada, you know, that we should prepare this get for his wife, but they find it in the shuk. And they bring it to Bez. Should they bring it to Bez? And that's a whole discussion in the second half of the first parak of Bambitzia, you know? Motzah Bashuk. Do you give it, you know, Chayshina Menefila? Itrele because Nafal. So the Shach here says something very, very important. We're not going to go into much detail, I'll just tell you what I think about it for a minute. the Ksos and the Nesivos, and then the Meshogeg Nesivos of the Ksos, have a very big discussion about this point, you know, about Shtar Shenafa. But the Shach Skiddush is that even though it's true that Kiyum Shtaros, you know, is Durabanan, you know, and maybe the one exception is if the Edom are Ma'arer, he said there's a second exception, and that is Nafal Hashtar, or Matzah Hashtar B'Shuk. If Matzah Hashtar B'Shuk, you're not going to be able to use it without a Kiyum Shtaros Arise. That's not a very typical case, so it doesn't, the evidence and the Gemaras don't bother him. The question is why? Like, what's the issue? So the Shach himself says, this is interesting, because, one second, where am I here? Yeah, V'chein Shtar, Shembatza B'Shuk, Nami Tzar Kiyum. Why? D'mad Ein B'yad Shum Adam Lo Shayech Lomar Lo Chashid L'Zyufei. Right, you don't really know, you know, who the Baldavar, you know, is, and therefore the umdan, he's saying a very practical point. The rove of lochatzif inish lezufe will not apply. Of course, he's assuming something. This is also a discussion in Nixos, and especially in the Abnei Miluim and Simon Nembeis. Nixos's Perush and Eben Ezer, and that other, you know, where the Rama is, and that is that lochatzif inish lezufei. You can look at it in two ways. One is like, you know, it's a broad, general, generic, like, you know, shtaros. Nobody's going to forge them, right? Or is it more the idea that no individual, you know, will ever put himself, you know, in jeopardy or in a position to be, you know, to be established as a forger, right? But, you know, as for an anonymous forger, not that no one does it, no one is willing to risk their reputation, you know, and do it. But not that it's not human, it's, you know, it's human nature. People have, well, they have respect for a contract. Though no one will ever be desired. It's the mirtas of getting caught. So then the question is, like, you know, do you exactly know, you know, who did the ziyuv? So if something is, you know, yotze, mitachas, you know, yad, the baldavar, you know, so he's, you know, and the claim is, I got this directly from the balashtar or whatever, you know, so we have an identity for the forgerer. There's no lachatzah finish lezufei. You know, but the idea that, you know, somebody whose reputation is not, that, you know, if there are anonymous, you know, ziyuf out there, that could be. That's how the Shach interprets it. There's another possibility, and that would explain some of the cases of Ksos and Tzivos, and that is, I've mentioned all along, Reb Chaim's view about all of this, about Reish Lakish, is that it's really an Eidos, that it's kind of like a blank check of Eidos, meaning, When the Baal Davar tells the Eidim, you know, write this shtar, basically the Dasa Mischayim isn't just a way of getting out of Mipiyim from Pigsava. It characterizes the whole contract. The whole contract is Dasa Mischayim, basically. It's his commitment, you know, to this conclusion. And that's why it's a kind of what I call, you know, blank check of Eidos. Like he's saying, you know, if this ends up in the right hands, you know, then I hereby, like, declare that this is Eidos, that I owe, you know, this money, or that I'm the Darish Ishti, or that I'm the Kadesh, you know, as Ishti, etc. So there are really two elements for this, for Reb Chaim's notion of Shtaros to work. There are really two elements. One is the Dasa Mischaya, which comes from the Mischaya. But the other is that in the end of the day, it ends up in the hands of the right person, the Topes Hashtar. And by holding the Shtar and making claims in its name, that's where the blank, in other words, the blank check of Eidos comes from, you know, the Loda, you know, from the mocher, from the Baal. But the capacity to make the claim in the name of the shtar, of the blank, comes from the tokeis hashtar, the isha, the lokeach, right, the malva. So that's, I think, why, I mean, Shach and others are always, like, it's a big issue in shtaros in general, this idea of itrelei benefila, you know, if it's not in the hands of the Baal HaShtar, you don't apply. So they most interpret it in terms of grace. So, like, what happened here? How did it get there? Or you don't have the sufficient. But from Reb Chaim's point of view, it's a bigger problem than that. If you don't have the Tokeis HaShtar, then there's no Edush of the Shtar. It's just a piece of paper. So the din of Kiyam Shtaros Daraisa Drabanon, Reish Lakish, that's the core of this Yisod of Shtar being Edush. So that's why it works, even though the Shach says for his reason. But if the facts are correct, in Reb Chaim's scheme, it's an even more powerful idea. And that would explain some of the discussions in the Ksos and the Sivos, etc. And then finally he says, Avo Bishtar Shemotzi Abal Chosum the Edim, right, Shekidesh is Plonis. On the other hand, if it's done properly, the Shtar was set up properly, it's in the hands of the right person. Meaning, he's saying, even if you're saying, well, the drabanan you need kiyum, right? But you're not going to say she's not a safek eishes ish just because there's a din d'rabbanon, you know, that, you know, we require, you know, kiyum shtaros. Because in the Torah, we believe the shtar, we believe that she's mekudeshes. Okay, so that is the position of the Shach.
Does the Mechaber quote the din of the Rambam again?
So he does, in Ilchos Geirushin, he does quote it. And that's also a discussion there, a big discussion. So again, if you hold like Rabbi Avigdor, not the end of the world. Although again, Rabbi Avigdor says what he says across the board.
The Shach doesn't reference that, because he's just wanting to be specifically given.
Right, it's a good horror. I'm not sure why he doesn't. I mean, he zeroes in on the one from the case of Rabbi Avigdor, I guess. We understand why. But his critique really, he doesn't mention the Rambam so much. The Beis Shmuel does in Ebn Ezer. When he talks about Rabbi Avigdor there, he says, and V'hu Adin, this is what the Rambam wrote, you know, it's Geirushin, and then he tells you to look in Ebn Ezer, and then in Ebn Ezer, in the second place, wherever it is, Kufnem something Aleph or something like that, again he goes back through the whole thing. But it is curious that the Shach mostly is leaving the Rambam out of it. Unless he thought it was a special din, you know, it was Geirushin, but, okay.
Why would the Baal be holding the Shtar Kedushin?
Why would what?
Why would the Baal be holding the Shtar Kedushin?
Then why would the Baal...
The Shtar Shemotzi Abal Chosim Be'ed and Shekidish is Boris. I mean, the Baal was the with the Shtar.
Afshein, you know, which line is it?
Line 20.
Line 20. Havavishtar Shemotzi Habal Chosim Edim Shekidesh as Plonis Behuskar Sham Shenichta Bershus Ha'isha. Yeah, it's a little bit backwards, you're right. He should have given it already, you're saying. She should have it.
Yeah, she should.
Yeah. I don't know. Well, I guess in this case... he's claiming that, you know, he gave it to her, but that now he has it. Right, that's weird. But the reason for that is because the whole thing is a hoax, you know, and she claims that she never got this. Meaning if the shtar was Yotz, I'm just saying, you're right, legally, in the Rabbi Avigdor case, she wasn't holding on to the shtar Kedushin. She's claiming, I don't know who this... You know, I am Blenda, but I don't know who Baruch is. Or if I do, I never would marry him.
Right.
You know, the I never saw this shtar. I never saw Baruch, or if I did, I ran away from him. So she doesn't have the shtar in her hands. But you're correct that in a normal case, that's what it should be. So he's saying, what, I gave her the shtar, she gave it. She said to me, Baruch, hold on to the shtar kiddushin? I don't know. It's a good point. I don't know. Either way, the Shach thinks it's better than, being a Nafal B'Shom. Okay. So now I want to speak very quickly about what do we do with the Gemara on Vav Mebeis, according to the Rambam and Rabbi Victor. So just a couple of quick points. So actually, in the Beis Shmuel, in Avnu Azor, which I should have put here, but I didn't, the one in later on, in the Nichols Gerushin, Kuf Mem Aleph something, so there the Beis Shmuel has a suggestion which really actually has its roots in the Or Zeruah itself. If you go back to last week's Mar Mekomos, if I can find it, I will. It's going to be too hard to find, probably. There's a line in the Or Zeruah where the Or Zeruah says something quite remarkable. Yeah, I'm not going to look for it because it'll take too long. But you can find it, you look for it, and you'll find it. The Or Zeruah seems to say that the din of Reish Lakish, Eidem Achsum al-Ashtar Nasek, and Mishinech, Reduzim, and Bezdin, all of those dinim only apply once the shtar appears in Bezdin. But if it's written properly, and it's in the hands of the Baal Tofes HaShtar, in this case the Isha, let's say, but it hasn't yet come to Bezdin, and the dinim of Reish Lakish don't yet apply. That's what the Or Zeruah said. The Beis Shmuel took this one step further and suggested it depends when the Irur HaBaal takes place. Is the Irur HaBaal take place before Bezdin receives this shtar, before this comes to Bezdin, or after? And that's how he wants to be Miyashev the Gemara. Once again, according to the Rambam and Rabbi Avigdor, we have a problem. The Gemara in Bava Mebei says clearly that Ein Echad saying b'fanei nechtam neutralizes Irur HaBaal. How could that be if Irur HaBaal requires Kiyum Daraisa, and if Ein Echad doesn't have the ability to solve a Daraisa problem? Says the Beis Shmuel, based on this line in the Or Zeruah, kind of, it depends. If the Irur HaBaal takes place after the shtar already appeared in the presence of Bezdin, then the Irur HaBaal is going to be, ineffective. Right? But if it takes place prior, right, to the reaching the Bezdin, then it's going to work. So the Gemara's case is a case where, the shtar was in Bezdin already when the Baal was Ma'ar. And therefore, the fact that there is an Eid Echad is good enough. So, what is that? So I think it's based on the Or Zeruah, but what's the idea behind that? So I think the idea behind, not everybody agrees with that idea or answer, but it's a very famous Rambam. We'll talk more about it. The Rambam says I'll give you two examples, actually. In Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perek Tezayin, Halacha Vav, the Rambam says that if an Eid Echad comes to court, right, and he says, this piece of meat is chaylev, okay? And so they, now he's established that this meat is chaylev. Okay, and then somebody picks it up and they eat it.
Malchus.
What?
He gets malchus. He will get malchus.
You get malchus. Yeah. I, says the Rambam, you don't get malchus on the say-so of an Eid Echad. That's the din. Yuchsak, or huchsak, ha chaylev ha-yidei de-echad. As long as that takes place first, and then he goes ahead and eats it, he'll be loka. But let's say he were, to eat it, right? And then the Eid Echad came and said it was chaylev. Right? So we would have given Malka. And said that he knew it. Or claimed that he knew it. Then, so what's the difference? Now again, this is not such a simple halacha. There are a bunch of Rambams that say this. You know, maybe we'll talk about this on that part of our next topic. I'll speak about Elecha Nemun Bisurim. But there are, like the Rambam says something very similar in Hilchos Nezirus. And he's, you know, in Perek Tes, I think Halacha Yud Zayin, and in Hilchos Shkogos, Perek Gimel Halacha Beis. And, you know, there's some funny Rambams in Perek Aleph and Perek Kaf Hilchos Yisurabiya. Like, it's an interesting question, right? But, so, some of, like, the Mishnah Melech and the Ksos and the Shev Shmaitza, they think, no, this isn't what it seems like, you know. It's not that Eidechad can establish Caleb and then you get Malkus for it, or things like that. Or Eidechad says, she's a Zona. You know, and then he goes ahead, the Kohen goes ahead and he marries. Right? And also the Ram says, Malkus. They said, no, it has to be Nischazek, Shloshim Yom, it's not just Eidechad, whatever. Okay, good. But the Pashas, that's what the Rambam says. So what's the idea? The simple pshat is that there's a force, there's an impact, you know, when a fact comes to Bezdin, you know, there's something called Kabbalah Seid. When Bezdin accepts something as a fact, you know, then it assumes a certain authority, all things being equal. So I was explaining this in terms of, you know, filing. So, you know, when an Eidechad comes to court and he says, Caleb, you know, from in the hector, in the you know, file, you know, of Issa v'Hetter, that's totally acceptable. But once it's in the system, once it's processed, so the halacha now thinks that this is Caleb, legabe macholos asuros, albeit. So we don't say pogina nemonos. You know, it's Caleb for Issa, but it's not Caleb, for Malkus. Since it got in, you know, to the system, as a fact, even though, you know, through the, you know, filing of Isurim, nonetheless, it assumes a certain stature, all things being equal, until it's contradicted. So maybe that's the pshat here as well. Meaning, the din of Reish Lakish, of course, is, you know, as we say, it's fiction, but it's a kind of virtual, you know, edus. So, we say, you know, Eidim hachasumim al hashar nasa kibishin nechgoyim dusim v'dezim. But there's no actual Jushim v'chakira. That part is based on the the nose or the blank check of the Eidus, you know, etc. The point is that if it comes into court without controversy, you know, and it's already, you know, miskabel in that way, you know, so then to overturn it, to refute it, you know, requires, something more. But if to begin with it's challenged before it comes to court, you know, that's a different story. So maybe that is one explanation why you would make this. I'll give you another example, according to some. You know, Ula has this halacha, you know, which he said about Egla Rufa, Sota, and Misa Sabal. There's a debate in the Rishonim whether it applies to other Eidechad and Bisurin or not. But at least with respect to those three, Ula said, Kol makom she'emina Torah Eidechad, right? Hare kan shnai. So if you have Eidechad b'sota, Eidechad b'egla rufa, Eidechad b'misa sabal, and they come to court, you know, Kol makom she'emina Torah Eidechad, Hare kan shnai. What does that mean? It means that if an Eidechad comes, another Eidechad comes to refute the first Eidechad, but Bezeacharzeh, not Bevasachas, we throw him out of court, the second guy. We accept the first one. If they came Bevasachas, right, then we'd throw them both out of court, meaning there would be a Hakasha, or worse. So, why? I mean, what's going on? There are various explanations. One explanation, maybe it's this idea. Namely, what Ula's telling us, at least with respect to these three cases, is that you know, if you, again, if you attack it at its root, you know, then it's a controversial fact, you know, and it maybe doesn't even get any Kabbalah Seders. But once it's Niskabel on Yidei Bezdin, right, then it takes more than an Eid Echad, you know, to overturn it. So that is one suggestion. That's the Beis Shmuel and the Sivas, and so based on the Or Zohar, to suggest that that's really what the Rambam has in mind, meaning Kiyum Shtaros is Doraisa, you know, and therefore an Eid Echad, you know, can't work. But that's only, you know, once the Shtar has made its way already to Bezdin. But if you can attack it at its roots before it gets, you know, the full Kabbalah Seidus, Kamisha Nechkara Edusan, then in that circumstance, in Rabah will work. That's one suggestion. Second suggestion is based on the Lecha Mishnah, who says the following. If you look at the Gemara, oh, and you have a Gemara that worked so hard. Wow, a pristine Gemara. Doesn't even have like the stamp of Young Israel Jamaica. Is your Gemara? No. It's like has, you know, it's like this crisp, you know, right off the presses. You know, like they, like Amarayim just released it or something. You know? Anyway, so the Gemara says here the following. After the Gemara says the Kim Shtaros is Derabbanan, and therefore one will be Naaman. So if you remember, the Gemara asks the question. The Gemara says, oh, why is one Neman? Because Mishum Aguda, right? Says the Gemara, Rabbanan hu da'atzrich, v'hochad Mishum Aguda ki l'barabban. So then the Gemara says, haikula hu chumrahu. Dima tzrachas le trey, la'osi ba'al u'ma'arer, u'pasale, chad osi ba'al u'ma'arer, u'pasale. The Gemara says, you're not doing him a favor by, doing her a favor by relaxing the standards. Because if you had more, you know, rigorous standards, it would discourage an error. This way, you're opening the door for somebody to think that they can easily object. Well, so, you know, Mishum Aguna Hikilu, but is it really a Kula? Maybe it's really more of a Chumra than a Kula. Says the Gemara, Kim Damarar Befnei Kama Nosnala, Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Chanina Chalam Rabbi Befnei Shnayim Chalam Rabbi Befnei Gimel, Mikara Meidak Dayek V'loasi Larue Nafshe. We're not so worried about this, because since the Bifanei Nachta, Bifanei Nachtam needs to take place in front of either two or three witnesses, so there's a kind of pressure to make sure that all of this is real. Nedak Dayak. Says the Lecha Mishnah, maybe you could say that once the Gemara introduced Nedak Dayak, so this isn't just a regular Eid Echad, you know, which is going to work because Kiyum Shtaros is Derabbanan. Before the Gemara introduced that there was an added rigor associated with this Shtar and Bifanei Nachta, Bifanei Nachtam. So we thought we were doing a regular Eid Echad. Now it turns out that there's an additional factor. So that's a suggestion that the Lecha Mishnah makes. Here, if you look here, where is the Lecha Mishnah? Yeah, look on page 2. Kashali Ladas Rabbeinu. This is the Lecha Mishnah. What line is that on page 2? 22. Kashali Ladas Rabbeinu. Kimin, we'll try to finish in 1 minute. Kimin Lodato Hechada Baal Ma'arim Min HaTorah Eilu Get Ma Tirtzu B'Gemar Reish Karakama Al Hod Hikshuli Boi Trey Midaraisa Laboy Kiyum, Rabbanu Da'atzra Kiyum, Mishumagona Hikilu Rabbanu. Hakim Da'atzra Rabbanu Lameir, Fanenakta, Fanenaktam, Kiyechid Olesi Ba'alam Arer, Imkain Kishiyava Ba'alvi Arer, Lama Eine Ruro, Yeror. Vanu Somchen Al Devrei Nechot, Shom Fanenakta, Fanenaktam. Hakim Da'atzra Rabbanu Lameir, Fanenakta, Fanenaktam. Right, if it's not, you know, Midaraisa Get, Kishima Arer, how can this Eid Echad, you know, work when you need a Doraisa proof? Says the Lecha Mishnah, the Chitei Matayma Mishum Gmar Shatira, it's Achakach, Kiva Dama Mar, also in Fneshnai, Medak Dayek, the Lakach Avidu. So this was a suggestion that the Lacha Mishnah made, meaning the Gemara says it's more than an Eidachot, it's an Eidachot plus Medak Dayek. Lacha Mishnah himself rejects it, Halesa. The Amru came to Gemara, Alacha Shamru de Bidaraisa Labaikim. Mishum Shehiks, it's in response to a different question. Haikulahu. And then it goes on, and then he says, I really don't have a good answer for the Rama. So basically his dechia is, yeah, it's true that Gemara says Medek Dayek, which means that it's more than Eidachad, but they don't say that to explain this problem, and to say that it'll solve a Daraisa problem. They use this to explain why, you know, it looks like you're not doing her any favors by relaxing the standards, you know, but you really are, because, like, there's added protection in this case. However, if you look at the Pnei Yehoshua, Awatar, he doesn't mention the Lacha Mishnah, but he makes the same suggestion. It's not the one that I have on the page, I think, it's the other one, but we'll get to the other ones in a second. But he makes the suggestion. He says, when the Gemara introduces Medak Dayek, he says, here you have a situation where Eidachot Namon plus Medak Dayek, that works out of the Raisa. And he says, and maybe that's the pshat in the Gemara in Yevamos. The Gemara in Yevamos explains, why is it, the Gemara asks the question, how could Eidachot work the Misa Sabal? Right? It's a Davar Shebe'erva. Just like, you know, they're asking here about a get, you know, working, you know, all your day Eidachot. Well, let's say Eidachot goes to a woman and says, I was with your husband, Nebuch, and, you know, this is what happened. He fell, you know, into Mayim Shema himself, and or I saw him, you know, die. But it's only Eidachot. So the Gemara says that we believe the Eidachot. The Gemara says, how can you do that? That's a Shakavatari in the beginning of Perek Aisha Rabbah. Says the Gemara, in the end of the Shakavatari, there, on Pei Chesam and Aleph, the Gemara says, Mishum Chomer Shecharta Leal B'Sofa, because what happens, that's the Mishnah there in Isha Rabbah. Mishnah says in Isha Rabbah, let's say, you know, the Eidachot comes, and, you know, we accept the fact that he's dead, and she's able to move on with her life, you know, and then she gets married, and she has children with the second marriage, and then all of a sudden, Bahar of Baraglav, you know, the long, you know, deceased husband shows up in court. Oops. So it's Tetzei Mizeu Mizeu Vavlad Mamzer. Nobody did anything wrong. That's a tragedy. But it's still true that Gloy knows that she was married, you know, and therefore the child is, again, no one did anything wrong, but the fallout is still tragic. Right. So the Gemara says, Mishum Chomer Shechmarta Le'Abasofa, namely, you know, before, if she hears from an Eidachot that her husband died, you know, she better not just take it at face value. She better do some digging. She better hire, you know, a good investigator. You know? And Mishum Chomer Shechmarta Le'Abasofa, Hekalta Aleha Vitchila, because she's made akdaik. Same language that the Gemara uses. So the idea is, like, was that Doraisa or Drabbanan? So actually, that's a big debate among the Rishonim in general. Even on that line, the Gemara. So Tosis in that Gemara says, it's kind of, you know, it's Drabbanan, but it's not Nakira Minatora, whatever that means. It's because it's a Davra Dome L'Doraisa. A very strange Tosis. Like, you know, times feels like, you know, it's not Doraisa exactly, but it's also not Akira's Davra Minatora. But what the, you know, Pnei Yehoshua and the Rabbi Yehuda considers, that some of them are doche at the end. They say, oh, maybe it isn't just Eidachot. It's Eidachot and Medak Dayek. You know, so that would be, in other words, so yes, Eidachot alone, Nemon B'Surim, wouldn't work for an Irur which requires Kim Shtaris Daraisa. But once the Gemara says there's this added element of Medak Dayek, even though it's true what the Lacha Mishnah says, they only brought it in for that other question. But once it's there, there's a certain momentum, you know, that it has. Now that we know there's Medak Dayek, maybe we wouldn't have been bothered by the original question, or maybe the Rambam wouldn't have been bothered by the original question. So it's interesting. It's going to be one more minute. The Note of Yehuda, I'm not going to read it inside because it'll take too long, but you can look at it on the page. The Note of Yehuda has a tshuva. I got this in Piskei Tshuva. Piskei Tshuva says about this Rambam, look at the Note of Yehuda. So the Note of Yehuda considers this possibility as well, both for, I'll just read it for 1 minute. So he says, in kein lama la la haid klal kalisha shatomar shakhakra harbe vila nodala davar nibala neman ansadi sorry ishaf shadaika mikomakom lo shomar rak dibre haid umi marashach oshala yoylo haid oshala tibstarach haid. Wow. So I think it's a very question. The Rebbe is saying the following. He's raising the same question. He's saying maybe you could say that the reason Ein Echad is Neman and Misa Sabal, and then later on he applies the same thing to our Gemara, right? Is because the Gemara says it's like Medag Dayak. So the reason he doesn't like it, he says Mimanashah. You can't combine either the Ein Echad. If this is the Ein Echad. Or it's been a Medag Dayak. If it's been a Medag Dayak, what do you need Ein Echad for? Why not just say their husband is missing? No Ein Echad said, I saw him, falling into Mein Shem himself, or I took his pulse, and whatever. Right? She just, she can't find him. She knows he went off to Africa. She has her investigators, all over this. And, she's going to be not going to risk it. She doesn't want Bahar of Baragla. She doesn't want her children to be Mamzerin. Right? So says in the Menorah Yehuda, Medag Dayak is good enough. It's work on its own. What do you need the Ein Echad part for? And if Ein Echad is good on its own, then you don't need the Medag Dayak. But I find that to be very interesting, but very, uncompelling. Right? Why can't there, if it's, of course, if it was Midin Ein Echad, then it's apples and oranges. But the idea that, an Ein Echad saw it, we believe Ein Echad is certain, Ein Echad is Neman, he's just not an aid. So the Nemanus of Ein Echad plus the added investigation, that can't combine. That's kind of what the Pnei Yoshua was saying. That's kind of what Lechavisha wasn't saying that can't be. He was just saying, but the Gemara introduced that for another reason. Okay. That doesn't mean that it doesn't also solve this other problem. The Buddha is saying it's apples and oranges. Either this works by itself or that works by itself. You can't combine them. I agree, if you combine them together, it's not on the Ein Echad side. It's more on the Umbina side, the Anansadi side. But anyway, the Note of Yehuda has a different suggestion. I'm sorry, I just want to get this part done. The Note of Yehuda says it's fine. But either the Medag Dayak or the Reish Lakish weakens the cheskas eishes ish in both cases. And once it weakens the cheskas eishes ish, then it's echad is neman b'isur. That's the Note of Yehuda solution. He says, that'll be the pshat for the Rambam too. Yeshua in the Kuntras Achron has a different pshat. I just want to leave you with this. Maybe I'll read it next time because it's really important. He says in his Kuntras Achron, maybe, what the Gemara was saying was, it's a very fascinating idea, very, speculative. He said the Gemara didn't mean, when the Gemara said that the Kim Shtaros is Daraisa, I'm sorry, Kim Shtaros is Drabanon, maybe what it meant was the need for Shnayim Eidim in Kim Shtaros is Drabanon. But the Daraisa, not that Reish Lakish doesn't need any defense against Ir Rabal. No, if there's Ir Rabal, or maybe even Ir Ha'edim, then there's a requirement of Kim Shtaros. But Midoraisa, maybe there would be enough with an Ein Echad. Because in the end of the day, is Kim Shtaros Edus on the Gerushin, or let's say it's a real estate deal. So it's Edus on the deal, or no, it's like Enachod B'Surim. It's just Edus on the signature. It's identifying the person's signature. This is really a line in Tosis also, and this may be very crucial to Enachod B'Surim. Tosis says, you know, Tosis discusses, the Shema. Like the Gemara had a Havamina. The Gemara said, according to Rabbah, the problem why you need Farnachem is because of the Shema. Right? So the Gemara says, you should require Shnai Nadin because it's Dover Shabarabah. Right? The Tosa says, on base from base, Tosa says, what was the Havamina? I mean, everybody knows it's a Dover Shabarabah. Tosa says, no. Because the get looks like a good get. The only thing we don't know is the Shema. In isolation, Lishma could be like an Achonem and Bisurim. You're just identifying the conditions, of the writing of the Gad. Meaning, what is Isurim and what is Erva and Mama? So the Pnei Yeshua says that's a pshat. When the Gemara says, according to the Rambam, anyway, he's trying to be Yashin Rambam. When the Gemara says, Kiyum Shtaros Durabanan, that Nidaraisa were fine, they didn't mean we're fine just on the base of Reish Lakish. They meant you could solve the Daraisa problem with an Eid Achad. And the reason you can do that is because it's not Eidus on the get. It's Eidus on the signature. That's like an isolated identifying point. If that's the case, then there's no problem with the Rambam at all. I mean, what the Rambam is trying to explain is that Irabal creates a need to defend Daraisa. But when the Gemara says that, when the guy says Farnachem, that works. Of course it works. Because that's what the Gemara means, L'maskana. That Midoraisa, all you need is an Eid Achad.
I was thinking that might apply to Mises Abau, because the testimony is not on Yom.
Exactly. He doesn't mention it, but... I'll just tell you one last thing.
Yeah.
And that is that there are really two Gemaras. One is this Gemara in Isha Rabbah, about Isha Daish Kil Mitzvah, Mitoch Chomer Shech Marta Levesofa, He Kalta Levetchila. Very fascinating thing. But at the end of the Masechta in Yevamos, there's another Gemara which speaks about Milsin Avidili Gluye, Lo Meshakri Inchi. And the Rambam, actually, in two places, it's hard to understand the Rambam, but in Hilchos Eidos, the Rambam says that Einecha B'misavals Rabbanan, because Daish Kil Mitzvah. But at the end of Hilchos Gerushin, he actually quotes the Gemara of Milsa Avidu Liguye. So I always thought, I think a very strong case could be made, that Milsa Avidu Liguye isn't just an umdana, there's mirtas, it's a... But anything that's Avidu Liguye is by definition a Dachon Yama Bisurim. Because it's just a question of, it's just a question of, is it this or is it that? Of identifying, one or the other. It's not, you're not being made about a transformative act, you're just saying, he's out there, he's not out there, the Savita Liguya, which is exactly what you're saying. Okay, sorry for going a little over, and we'll continue with the other aspect of this next one.